Thank you for calling Acedia Claims and Management. My name is Alexia. How may I help you today?
Hey Alexia, this is Carly with Reserve. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I have Michael Shelton on my back line. He is a DSP owner out of Arkansas. He does not have his policy number with him, but he does have his DSP short code. I don't know if you guys can use that.
Yes, we can. You can go ahead and get him connected over.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
Hey, thank you for holding. I've got Alexia with Experience on the line, and she's going to assist you from here, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. You both take care.
Thank you. Can you provide that state of loss?
The date of loss, I don't have any of that in front of me. I told her to transfer me so I could get a phone number and call you back when I can sit down and
Okay.
pull all the files out, because what I've got right now is two claims that we are 0% responsible. Like the other party, 100% at fault. And there were rental trucks with Penske. And what's happened is they've come to the end of the claim, and they're filing them and they're paying. And Penske Rental Company is outrageous on their rates. Like, they're higher than any insurance company would ever pay. So one of them, Penske's trying to tell me I need to pay, and I'm like, I'm not paying. Like, my insurance company's not going to pay either. Like, that's one of them. The other one is, that's a Geico one. The other one is a Allstate scenario where the lady hydroplaned and hit the Penske truck, 100% at fault. She's actually a lawyer in Arkansas, got out, apologized, told my driver, "I'm so sorry that I, hydroplaned and hit your truck." And then end of the claim, Allstate tells Penske they're only gonna pay 80%, which basically means Allstate feels they've got some kind of window to say that they're not 20% at fault, like we are, which is BS. So Penske's coming to me going, "Well, you're going to have to pay." And I'm like, "I'm not paying. Like, I am not at fault in either one of these. So I guess what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to file a claim and have you guys go to war to get it mitigated." You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay, I
Which
understand.
is, which is crap. Yeah, which is crap, because both of them, I mean, the Geico one, the lady tried to miss a squirrel and still killed the squirrel and hit my parked van with
Oh,
no one in it.
wow.
Yeah, like that's a no-brainer who's at fault. You hit a parked vehicle.
Right.
So yeah, it's quite frustrating. And I got a file deck full of all of this paperwork that I've just kept up with since inception, and I turned it all over to Penske, and I'm like, "Here's your van. Here's the claim, here's the adjusters, here's everybody you need to deal with. Go with God." And now they're at the end of them, and they're calling me going, "You're going to need to file an insurance claim because they're not paying." And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't make sense. So
Right.
I've got all that information to give you everything that you need to set up two claims, to start working on these, the contacts, all that good stuff. I just needed to get a phone number so I can call you back when I'm sitting down in front of all this paperwork to give it to you.
Okay, I can provide you our phone number whenever you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so it's going to be 1-800-322
Yep.
1510.
Yeah, now let me ask you a question. You're familiar with claims in general, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the scenario on one of them, and I'm just looking for an education because I've been running my own company for 30 years, and I've never ran into this, and it's probably because I never did this much business with Penske. So Penske repaired one of the vans, the squirrel lady, the one that killed the squirrel and killed the van. Penske does their own repairs. They have their own body shop. They're large. They're very large. So they took forever and a day to repair it, right? They took longer than five other companies that me and you could have probably used, but they won't allow it. And then their rates are off the shelf higher than everybody else in the market. That's the problem with that claim. Like, they're claiming they need $23,000 for the repair. Geico is saying your rates are insane. You're trying to charge $141 an hour for the repair, and we're only going to allocate $75.
Oh, okay.
And I told Penske, I was like, yeah, I told him. I was like, guys, your rates are wrong. Like, you're not going to get that kind of money. Like, even my insurance company is going to tell you you're crazy. Like, they're not going to pay exuberant amounts of money for a repair that could have been done at 10 other shops for a third of the cost. And they're like, well, we need you to file an insurance claim. I said, well, I guess I will. I mean, that's why I pay insurance, for you guys to go to war and tell them they're all full of crap. But it's just frustrating. It's frustrating to the fact that I'm not at fault at all. Like, at all. And now I'm having to file an insurance claim to deal with it, to fight the battle. So,
right. So, yes.
That's the gist of it.
Yes, so that would be a question you would ask the adjuster once you file the claim, because they would have more information on that.
I got you. All right. Well, I will call back. I'll call back here in a little bit and get the ball rolling on those. I appreciate it. And you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.